there, everybody. This is Tahira Brown. I've been under a bit of stress lately, taking care of my special needs sister, who has Alzheimer's, cerebral palsy, Prader-Willi. She's mute, and she also has walking seizures. She does endure seizures throughout the day, but they reach a point where her brain just will not rest. So at times like this, it just gets to be overbearing, not only for her, but also for the caregiver. So I wrote a prayer years ago called A Caregiver's Prayer in Time of Despair. Dear Lord, today I needed to kneel down and pray. It is the source of my strength as a caregiver. There comes a time when prayer is the gateway to all the hope I seek to be able to carry on. Prayer helps me to stand the everyday pressures that comes with caring for my loved one. I am praying for the strength to carry on. I am praying for the patience that will help me be a servant that shows love and compassion, even when I am exhausted to the point of fainting. I pray for strength and the energy to clean, cook, change bedding and diapers, to tend to wounds and aching joints. I pray to think of my loved one first and to know that my needs will be met. All of these things that I experience every day, I will be lost without prayer. My name is Tahira Monique Brown, and I believe in prayer. For those who are caregivers, understand that yes, it gets hard, but there are so many blessings that come along our way. Yes, many of us would like to be free to do the things that we love to do. Many days I wish I could get up on Sundays and get dressed and go to church without the restraints. But many Sundays I get up and I can't go to church. Many days I would like to get up and just get in my car and go and join my husband for lunch. But I can't some days because Gussie needs me more. Some days I would like to just get in my car and go and visit my grandchildren or go and visit my son, my grandchildren in Atlanta. But Gussie needs me more. And sometimes I just want to just lazy around and do nothing for a day. You know, just be a me day, or write, or create, but then Gussie needs me more. But those are not sacrifices to me. Those are necessary things to make sure her needs are met first. Every now and then, God opens a door that I can go and do the things I love to do. But then I don't want to put too much on my daughter, who's very wonderful about helping me out. But then she needs her freedom to be able to live her life as well. They've grown up together, her and Gussie. They're about 11 months apart in age. But God knows my heart. He knows my spirit. He knows my soul. He made me to be who I am, to be a caregiver, to be a lover of my sister, to love my husband and my family, to love my friends. So I want to thank everybody out there that's been praying for me, that's been praying for Gussie, that's been praying for my family. I want to say thank you. And remember this, as we journey on in this life, God has not forgotten us. We are real. We are in His sight. We're under His umbrella of protection. We're under His umbrella of love. So as caregivers, remember this, God loves us. He watches over us. He protects us. I am Tahira Monique Brown, and I believe in miracles. Have a nice day. Goodbye.